Saturday, May 15th, Saturday of the sixth week of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The Antiphon. Come, let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of his earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, come let us adore Christ the Lord, who promised to send the Holy Spirit on his people. Alleluia. The morning prayer hymn. Light's glittering morn bedecks the sky, heaven thunders forth his victor's cry. The glared earth shouts his triumph high, and groaning hell makes wild reply. While he, the king of glorious might, treads down death's strength and death's despite, the trampling hell by victor's right brings forth his sleeping saints to light. Fast barred beneath the stone of late, in watch and ward where soldiers wait, now shining in triumphant state, he rises victor from death's gate. Hell's pains are loosed and tears are fled. Captivity is captive led. The angel crowned with light hath said, the Lord is risen from the dead. O Christ the King who loves to bless, do you our hearts and souls possess. To you we lift our joyful praise this day and for all endless days. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, you have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia. Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-string lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on your foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service. And repeating the first antiphon, you have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the work of your hands. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, it is I who bring death and I who give life. I inflict injury and I bring healing. Alleluia. Now Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 12. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. A faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet, basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your Father, and he will inform you. Ask your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples, after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, it is I who bring death and I who give life. I inflict injury and I bring healing. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, you have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia. Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I seek the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beast, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer, Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service. And repeating the third antiphon, you have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia. And our reading this Saturday morning is from Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. And our responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, I promise that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, I promise that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. Let us praise the Lord Jesus, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and pray, you are seated at the right hand of the Father. Make intercession for us. Christ our Lord, look with favor on all who are called by your name, and gather them in unity by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for us. Give light to those who suffer for your sake, that they may know what to say when faced with their persecutors. Let us pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for us. You are the true vine, may all acknowledge you, and become your branches, bearing fruit in the Spirit. Let us pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for us. King of all the world, you ascend to heaven in triumph. Rule over all peoples. Let us pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for us. May those who in baptism were made one with you in rising again, pass with you from death to life. Let us pray. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for us. Now gathering our prayer and praises into one, let's together say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Father, at your Son's ascension into heaven, you promised to send the Holy Spirit on your apostles. You filled them with heavenly wisdom. Fill us also with the gift of your Spirit. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.